Over the weekend, Senator Begich did an interview with the Anchorage Daily News in which he's quoted as saying that the proposed Pebble Mine has too many potential long-term impacts to a fishery that is pretty critical to the Bristol Bay region in the state of Alaska. Senator Mark Begich is the first member of the Alaska congressional delegation to come out in opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine. He did so just days after the EPA released the final version of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment.
My decision is made on a variety of elements. One is the science, the research, but also literally the thousands of Alaskans that have come in and sent me letters and emails and the response that I've gotten in it, plus a lot of other independent material that has come through this process. So it's only one piece of the equation. And the reality is this does not stop the mine from pulling a permit. They can surely pull a permit and go through the process, but now they know the parameters they have to work under. And I think that is ultimately the goal. In other words, we want to protect our fisheries. We want to protect the fish jobs that are connected to it. We want to protect the people who live off the land, the subsistence users. And at the end of the day, now the mine, if they want to move forward, will have a viewpoint that they can work from. And I would say this too, with or without that report, and that's the thing, that this is not a report that says the mine can't happen. What this report says is, here's the concerns and the issues that are pretty significant, and that as a mine, you will have to, deal with these. Now, I think it's a high hurdle for them, but at the same time, it doesn't prevent them to move forward.
In his written statement, Senator Begich says the years of scientific study has proven the proposed Pebble Mine cannot be developed safely in the Bristol Bay watershed. He says it's not worth the risk. Begich labels the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment as an important scientific document.
I think this was an important scientific report from their perspective to be put on the table. And really now the question is, what will the mine do next? Are they going to actually finally apply for a permit? Are they going to finally submit a plan? As you recall, Senator Murkowski asked almost a year ago for a more detailed plan by the mine, which they have not presented. The mine has had financial issues over the last 6 months. And so really it's now, what's the next step for this effort by this mine?
Senator Begich is running for re-election, and as a Democrat in a heavily Republican state, there's a lot of attention being paid to the ongoing campaign. Begich claims to not know how his position on the Pebble Mine will impact the election.
As a elected official, part of your job is not only to govern, but it's also to make decisions, and the political consequences will fall where they fall. But, you can't sit here and make every decision based on what the polls say or what you politically, if it's going to be advantageous or not. I have been known just to take positions based on what I think is right after a lot of the evidence has been put on the table, and that's what I've done here. And, I'm sure my opponents will use this in some way. I don't know how yet, but they will use it in some way. But my view on that would be, it's important to listen to Alaskans. And I will tell you, in my office, it was a 10-to-1 ratio of the amount of calls and letters and emails I've received on this issue. And I think it's important that you make a high priority of listening to Alaskans. And on this one, not only did I listen to Alaskans, I listened to all the sides and those that helped develop the scientific evidence. And I've made the call, and the politics will play out however they play out, and I'll, I may weather it, I may not, but I think it's the right decision.
Senator Begich is the first member of the Alaska congressional delegation to come out in opposition to the proposed Pebble Mine, and he's drawing praise from many of the opponents of the mine, including Trout Unlimited. Alaska Program Director Tim Bristol's hoping Begich's stance will sway the opinion of Senator Lisa Murkowski and Representative Don Young.
You listen to the science, he listened to what the people wanted, and he made the right decision. I know that Senator Murkowski probably has a tough time embracing just outright opposition to a development proposal. I think it's probably even more difficult for her to say that she would support the EPA stepping in and protecting the bay. But if you look at the information that's out there, you look at the deep concern of the people in the Bristol Bay region, tribes, the regional native corporation, commercial and sport fishing interests, it's the right thing to do. So I'm hoping that the decision by Senator Begich today to come out in opposition to Pebble will provide an opportunity for the other members of the delegation to do the same thing.
As it stands now, it seems unlikely that Senator Murkowski or Representative Young will change their positions on the proposed Pebble Mine. They are both on record as supporting the current state and federal permitting process, and both believe that process will ensure the protection of the sockeye resource at the heart of the economy and the way of life in the Bristol Bay region. Pebble Limited Partnership CEO John Shively says the EPA has not considered many of the specifics of the proposed Pebble Mine in the watershed assessment because those specifics have not yet been released.
They don't have mitigation measures. They don't have an understanding of the geology and then what happens in the processing, during the processing of the mineralization. None of that's in there, all of which we have to provide to the agencies. How we treat water, how we release water, what kind of mitigation measures we'll have for fisheries, none of that's really in there. And that's why they sort of they've always been confused about what they were doing here. Were they really doing a watershed assessment about what might happen in the whole watershed, or were they just sitting there taking pot shots at Pebble? And one day it's a sort of a general watershed, and the next day they're saying, well, this is what Pebble's going to look like, and this is what the impacts will be.
The EPA says the final version of the Bristol Bay Watershed Assessment will be used to guide the agency's future decision-making about whether or not to allow large-scale mining to take place in the region. That process is believed to already be underway. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.